Frank Thomas choked back tears, Joe Torre apologized for leaving people out of his speech, and Tony La Russa said he felt uneasy. Thomas, pitchers Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux, and managers Bobby Cox, Torre, and La Russa were inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame Sunday, and all paid special tribute to their families before an adoring crowd of nearly 50,000. To the field where, in the American League, the Toronto Blue Jays rallied after wasting three leads to beat the New York Yankees 5-4 yesterday for their first series win in the Bronx in nearly 2 years. Deonner Navarro hit a go-ahead single with two outs in the ninth inning. The Tampa Bay Rays' nine-game win streak is over. David Ortiz's three-run home run, his 25th of the season, helped the Boston Red Sox end their five-game losing streak with a 3-2 victory over the Rays. Elsewhere, Minnesota edged the White Sox 4-3, Cleveland won against Kansas City 10-3, Baltimore trumped Seattle 3-2-10, and Oakland tripled up Texas 9-3. In the National League, the Mets blanked Milwaukee 2-0, St. Louis shut out the Cubs 1-0, Pittsburgh defeated Colorado 7-5, and Atlanta bested San Diego 8-3. The Los Angeles Dodgers gave Jake Peavy a rude greeting in his debut for the San Francisco Giants. The Dodgers roughed up Peavy, who was traded from the Red Sox on Friday, for four runs in six innings as they finished a three-game sweep with a 4-3 victory at AT&T Park. At Saratoga Racecourse, jockey Irad Ortiz Jr. rode Antipathy to victory yesterday in the $200,000 Grade 3 Chuvy for fillies and mares. Vincenzo Nibali coasted to the Tour de France title Sunday to become the first Sicilian to win cycling's greatest race since 1998. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.